Win your way into your best concert ever.
Awesome.
Yes. Oh my God, I cannot wait. I want to hug you right now.
Join B96 with Pepsi, broadcasting live this Sunday from 12 to 5 at Giordano's in Greektown, 815 West Van Buren Street. We'll be giving away tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. So stop by and register for your chance to win. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Saturday, December 8th at Allstate Arena. Starring Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, Cardi B, Mike Posner, Why Don't We, and Lauv. Must be present to win.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. Like learning more about each other on your first date.
You play the oboe.
Or discovering they can't hit the high notes at your favorite karaoke bar.
Oh, yeah!
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
MBA.edu. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is where Chicago goes to talk about the first place Bears, the number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station. WSCR in HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Good afternoon or morning, whatever the heck it is.
Patrick Manley.
Patrick has some great hair. His hair was sweet, man.
He was a Bear for a really, really long time.
Three things you got to do. You got to snap, protect, and cover. I feel like I can do all three pretty well.
Score Bears pregame host.
Coaches say you got to go find a butt. You run off a butt. You run off, you know, your jersey's butt.
252 games, zero solo tackles, but all of your heart.
The level of leadership that he brought in the sense of camaraderie and teammateship.
Patrick Manley with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Still Emery digging deep for the ode to Patrick Manley. There, the top of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves boast the highest scoring offense in the Western Conference. Experience a game this Saturday or Sunday on calendar giveaway days, courtesy of Rose Pest Solutions. Sunday, bring a new stuffed animal for the Wolves teddy bear toss. Patrick Manley is brought to you by Bet Chicago. For betting and fantasy football coverage, download the app today and bet for free. These weeks fly by. I hear the Patrick Manley open, and all of a sudden it's Friday again, and we're getting ready for another Bears game. This time it is the lowly Giants. But what do you see in them, Patrick?
You know, you look at their record, and you see 3-8, Dan. And as a player, you would always be like, all right, this seems like it's going to be an easy game. Let's see what they got. And when you turn on this tape, you're kind of shocked. You're kind of shocked that they're 3-8. You know, if you look at their record, or the scores of all their games, they've been kind of close. They were up 19-11 last week against Philly at halftime. But they're a team that, you know, actually scares me a little bit because they do have playmakers over there. They have a lot of holes, but the playmakers that they have are pretty special. So I'm guessing when the guys turned on the tape, they saw the same thing, that they said, okay, we got to take this team serious. It's just not a Bills or a Jets game where we can just walk in here and play a decent game and get away with a victory. I think this is a game where, you know, they're going to watch all the games and say, all right, they've been in all the games. We have to play, continue playing some of our best football to make sure we come away with a victory.
Who's more dangerous to the Bears, Saquon Barkley or Odell Beckham Jr.?
That's a tough one. I think you just have to pick your poison, but I've got to go with Saquon Barkley just because he can do both. He can, you know, obviously he's a great running back with the ball in his hands out of the backfield, but he's also a great receiver out of the backfield catching the ball. But Odell Beckham is one that if you're one-on-one with him, he's unbelievable. I was just watching tape against the Redskins. I don't know what corner it was, but he got beat on a go route. And Eli throws the ball, and he's being tackled before the apex of the throw, and he still catches it. he's unreal. He does so much out of the slot, out wide. But I think Saquon Barkley is the most dangerous guy just because he can do both. And, they both can take it the distance as soon as they catch it, but – you know, Saquon being able to do both, I think, is more dangerous.
Is this a gang tackling issue then with Barkley, where it's what we always say, first guy secures the tackle and then everybody else just kind of rallies in and tries to help out?
Yeah, I don't know if they do it anymore, but, you know, I didn't get a chance to watch the game last night, but reading through Twitter and hearing about Rod Marinelli and the way the Dallas defense swarmed to the ball.
Oh, boy.
And somebody said pursuit drill. And what Rod Marinelli would do, or Lovie Smith or whoever it is, that, you know, that Tampa, old school Tampa defense, what they would do is every first drill for the defense, they ran a pursuit drill, and it was to get to the sideline, basically teaching you, you know, run your butt off to the ball, and that's what these guys are going to have to do. Everybody's going to have to get there. He is, you know, I heard Vic Fangio talk about him that, you know, sometimes the media hypes up players more than they are, and this guy is not being hyped up too much. And this is a game where it's, you know, even Akeem Hicks, I think if he gets his arms around him, he can break that tackle. So it's got to be a game where, you know, you've got to get three or four guys to him, and you've got to keep the edges, you got to keep them inside the tackle box. So Akeem Hicks and Leonard Floyd have to keep that edge secure to make sure he's trying to run between the tackles and doesn't bounce it outside, because he's got quite a few runs where he does bounce it, you know, and he gets that 30 to 50 yard gain quickly.
Whether it's with the Giants or not, how much football does Eli Manning have left, Pat?
I don't know. He is tough to watch. I guess to go back to that Redskins game where he forced one into Odell Beckham, and I'm like, what are you doing? That's just a horrible throw. And then the next series he comes out and the pass was incomplete, but throws an unbelievable ball to Sterling Shepard downfield. He, to me, is just you can't figure him out, because – maybe he's streaky, I guess. You know, he'll get on good streaks where he's efficient, finds the right guy, reads the defense correctly. But it's hard to tell, too, with this offensive line up front. I'm sure you're going in that direction that he hasn't had a whole lot of time this year. But his stats are decent. He only has 14 touchdowns in 11 games. But, you know, his completion percentage is pretty good. And he's doing a pretty good job with this O-line. But I'm not certain. I don't know. It's hard to tell. But, you know, I'm hoping he'll have those moments where he kind of loses himself and throws the ball to the defense this week, because he will do that. He's shown that he's capable of definitely doing that.
What's the best way to attack this offensive line? Weak offensive lines can be weak in different ways. Sometimes it's the edges. Sometimes we've seen it's the middle, and it's some of those tackle end twists or mugging the A-gap. What's available to the Bears?
The one-on-one matchups, you can win that way. So I think you've got to keep coverage back there because of Odell Beckham, and bring a safety down for Saquon Barkley. I'm not sure they're going to have to blitz that much, because the one-on-one matchups on the right side of the offensive line for the Giants are very favorable for the Bears. I mean, they are just not good. It's just a simple way to put it. They've rolled a lot of guys in there, and they're guys that seem to swing and miss at least once a game. And you have four opportunities with the right tackle, right guard, center, and the rookie left guard, Will Hernandez, that you've got to take advantage of that. They're each one of those guys is going to swing and miss once in the game, and you've got to get home and force something to happen. But I think you can beat them straight up. I think, you know, with as good as the Bears' defensive line is, you're not going to have to bring in a whole bunch of twists or that extra linebacker. I think you can get there without doing that.
So going back a couple of weeks, the Bears put a hurting on the Buccaneers, of course, and Mitch Trubisky had his day. They had the bye week, and then kind of came out flat against the Dolphins, and not a lot of people saw that coming. Our guy Rick Camp did, of course, but I wouldn't listen because I'm an idiot. Would you say that the weapons on the Giants are enough to dissuade anybody from coming out flat after this mini bye, that you won't recreate the issues of a couple of weeks ago?
I do, and I think it's because you put on the tape and you're impressed with what they have and how they can play, not how they have played consistently, but how they can play, because that's the first thing I did when I turned it on. I'm like, all right, they're 3-8. You know, you read about all the New York media ripping them. Is it time to get rid of Eli and all that stuff? And, oh, they must be terrible. And I'm like, wait a minute, they're not that bad. So I think the players, when they look at the tape, are going to understand that some of their matchups, some guys going against some players are really going to have to, be on top of their game. You know, they got a guy, Landon Collins, that can be a train wreck in the run game. So if the Bears decide to run the ball at all this week, that he can wreak havoc in that. And there's just, they have playmakers they're going to have to deal with. So I think watching tape, they understand that this team can beat them.
I'm looking at this also as the latest opportunity for Matt Nagy to prove that he is a next level thinker, game planner, and designer of an offense. Because if it's Chase Daniel again, and there already is a game plan, we've seen the Chase Daniel game plan that was put out there against the Lions. It can't be the only Chase Daniel game plan, because a team can decide to take some of that stuff away. What's next? What is a reasonable counter for a backup quarterback?
Well, I think the answer to that question is whatever James Betcher does. He's the defensive coordinator for the Giants. He throws so many looks out there. He'll run man. He'll run zone. He brings all different blitzes. He hasn't blitzed as much as he has in the past when he was the defensive coordinator with the Cardinals, but I think it really depends on what his game plan is going to be. if he goes to the man-to-man matchup, I think the Bears kill him. Because if you go back a couple weeks ago to the Lions game when they ran that man against, even with Mitch in there, Allen Robinson ate him up. And I could see him doing the same thing against them if they decide to go man. So I think they're going to sprinkle in everything that he's done that mostly all year. But there's some games where you'll see him play more zone. There's some games where you'll see him play more man. If he plays man, I think Chase Daniel can eat him up. I think he can figure out, you know, who the mismatch is, you know, pre-snap and get after it that way. If they play zone, which I think they should, to kind of limit his options and let him kind of read the field and figure out who he's got to go to, you know, as he's taking his drop, I think that's the way to do it. But we'll see what James Betcher does. He's a really good defensive coordinator. He doesn't have the talent that he had in Arizona when he was there, when they were, you know, top third in the league statistically most of the time when he was there. But they can still get it done. But we'll see how he schemes up Chase. That's what's going to be a fun part about watching this game on Sunday.
What do you expect out of the guys who might fill in for Akeem Hicks if Hicks isn't able to go with the Achilles?
I just had Bilal Nichols on the show last weekend. What an impressive young kid. I think he can come in and play well. Obviously, he can't play to the level of Akeem, but I think he's getting better. He's learning the game. He's learning how to play like a true pro. And one thing I love about him is he knows how to use his hands real well. And for a young guy, a young defensive lineman or offensive lineman, to be able to use their hands that well at this age, it says a lot for his potential. And I think he's growing each week. But I think they'll be okay without him. But my guess is, guys, I think he has just Achilles tendonitis. I had it for probably my last 4 years that I played, and it's a beast. It's annoying as heck. You can play with it. You can play with it fine once you get loose, but it takes a while to get loose. And I'm guessing they just want to get that inflammation down a little bit through the week, and then just kind of play with this or deal with this as the season goes along. But that's my guess what it is. And I don't know if has the practice report come out today or the injury report?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he practices. That's my guess, that it's just Achilles tendonitis and he needed some time off and let it rest a little bit during the week, and he'll still be the same Akeem Hicks on Sunday.
So if you mention the zone defenses that Betcher is likely to play, then immediately I think about the deployment of the tight ends. Because when it comes to exploiting zone, sometimes those are the guys, whether it's Trey Burton or the now healthy Adam Shaheen, who might be able from either of their two tight end positions to settle into some of those soft areas. Trey Burton was really bad last week. This would be an enormous opportunity with a backup quarterback that might have his eyes a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage for him to redeem himself and be the guy in a game.
Yeah, I agree, and that's where the biggest weakness is on this Giants defense is down the middle. Landon Collins is susceptible to being beat one-on-one when he is man-to-man with tight ends and running backs, and then also just the other safety is – I forgot his name. I don't. Whatever. Just, those are just guys compared to him. That's where they're getting killed statistically with the tight ends. Zach Ertz killed them last week. The two tight ends for the 49ers a couple weeks ago killed them. So I think it could be a big game for them. The tight ends beat them whether they're running man to man or zone. And I think Adam Shaheen could have a big game down the middle as well with his size.
We found out yesterday that Mitch hasn't thrown. How much does that change your level of worry one way or another?
None, because I think you just start trusting the staff and the way they've dealt with other players with other injuries. I think they dealt with the Khalil Mack situation perfectly. They dealt with the Allen Robinson situation perfectly. And I think there's a good back and forth between player and coach and understanding that if we get you that one more week of rest, that we can stretch you out to be healthier when you do come back, and then you can continue going, not having to deal with that little injury, you know, each week. You're almost 100% and let's go. So I'm not too worried about it. I think they've proved to us so far that they know what they're doing.
Is there a conversation between players, guys in the locker room, when you've got a training staff, a medical staff like that, you know you can trust because of decisions that got made versus ones that, because I, at least in baseball, I know there are some situations where guys go, don't go to that guy. Get your own guy.
Yeah, it's true. Well, we had a guy, Bobby Slater, that was an assistant under Tim Brame. I'm not saying Tim Brame and Eric Sugarman, the other guys we had were bad, but he was a guy that we all just had a great relationship with. We trusted him. We trusted the way he worked with us. We trusted the way he could, you know, work with you through an injury, tell you, yes, you can do this, or, hey, be aware for this. This might injure it more. So, yeah, the guys in the locker room talk about that. And then they see the older guys who they're gravitating to in the training room, and they want to be a part of, you know, of that guy's show and his rehab and how he's dealing with you. So that definitely happens, and it's a trust factor, and it goes both ways, and you just have to trust the trainer that he has your best interest in, and you also have to trust that he knows what he's doing. But we were lucky to have a guy named Bobby Slater that a lot of us trusted, and as you got older, you were able to get into that circle. And if you were younger, you had to wait your time to get in there because he was too busy with everybody else. But we were lucky to have a guy like him, and he's now the head guy down in Tampa.
And isn't Eric Sugarman now the head guy in Minnesota?
Exactly, he is. So we had a good staff. We had a very, very good staff. And Bobby was a guy that, you know, there was a close group of us older guys, Olin included, that, you know, Bobby always took care of us.
Well, the older guys need more work.
The
young guys heal a lot faster. You're the ones that are always in there covering, you know, smelling like wintergreen oil.
You're right.
I'm also concerned about the concern about the Bears running game. And we're hearing it everywhere, and you hear it. Look, you sit with Hub before the games, and there's just a lot of folks that are convinced that it has to be a certain way when it comes to running the football and balancing everything. But you know what? Whether it's in the off season where they might address some of this from a personnel perspective, or maybe just look over in general what they're comfortable calling, I don't really think, no matter how cold it gets, no matter how windy it gets, that we're going to see any kind of old-fashioned chopping wood from this rushing offense. Do you?
No, Dan, I'm glad you brought that up. I got some stats here. 2 weeks ago against the Vikings, the Bears rushed the ball 29 times. That's taking out 10 quarterback rushing attempts. Against the Lions, they only rushed at 11, and that's taking out the 4 quarterback rushing attempts. So part of the problem is just committing to it. And then Matt Nagy said, well, with the front that the Lions have, we didn't feel like we could run it. Well, you're telling me the Lions front is better than the Vikings front? I got to disagree with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an idea whether he wants to do it or not. And they call me crazy, but I went back and watched tape of the 06 line, the Bears 06 line, and kind of see what made them great.
Reuben Brown.
Roberto Garza, John Tate, and Fred Miller, and Olin, obviously. But they were great at double teaming. And I talked 2 weeks ago about the Vikings game that James Daniels had a great game. That was his best game as a pro. He was able to fit in on double teams and get movement off the ball. Last week, they didn't do that at all. You see a lot of times now when they're trying to double somebody, they're not getting their hip to hip or shoulder to shoulder or getting right on the right level together. They're just throwing a hand in there, or they're just giving a body presence. They're not getting together and working that guy off the line. I'm not sure if Harry is kind of changed the way that he's gone about teaching double teams, or the schemes are different. I'm not sure what's going on in the room, but what I see different now between, you know, 06 was a long time ago, and the game was different as well. The quarterback played under center, and you had a fullback and all that kind of stuff. But the double teaming the guys did back then was to perfection. They understood each other. They understood where Olin was going to be on a certain shade, whether he was a tight shade or a loose shade. You could see that Reuben Brown was fitting in with John Tate on a front side zone on a 3-5 defense of where to fit in. And I just don't see the fits on the double team the way that good running teams do it. And I see that's an issue, and that might be something that needs to be worked out in the offseason or continue to be rep now while they can put some pads on, because obviously in the offseason you can't wear pads. But I just see the double teams, they're not fitting in well, and they're not getting movement off the ball when they're trying to run those inside zones.
You know what I've liked from James Daniels more than I've seen in the past, and again, this is I'm not a polished scout of line play, but it looks to me like he's continuing to move his feet longer after initial engagement of his upper body. That there were times early on where it's almost he was so ready, like, this is the block I'm supposed to make, that he's exploding into the block, and now it's much more natural in that even though that initial impact is there, he's still on the move a little bit. He's still owning the block through the block by keeping his feet moving.
No doubt about it. There's some guys that position block that, you know, like you said, get into a block, get position, try to hold a guy off so the running back can either, you know, find his hole. And then there's some guys that just continue to leg drive. And he's got a big old butt, big old legs, and he has that. And that's what I think that Harry and Ryan Pace and those guys liked about him when they saw him, that he does have that leg drive and he will keep pushing. And he'll, you know, you see those runs where we talked about a couple weeks ago where you mush the ball up, and you'll see Saquon Barkley do it, and the Giants will do it as well with those two double teams inside. And then all of a sudden the running back is popping it out the back end. because the O-line is continuing to run their legs. And James Daniels does do that pretty well.
So I've pretty much left my worry about the Bears' run game. I've abandoned it because I don't think Matt Nagy really cares, so I'm just doing the same thing. Still, though, it's this game with Chase Daniel under center where I think you would benefit from having something to bail him out if he's not. Because I think, Pat, he played just about as well as could be expected against the Lions, all things considered. And I don't know that you can really expect all that better from him in this one against the Giants. So where are your bailouts? Where are your offensive bailouts if Chase isn't playing the way he played against the Lions?
You got to go to running the ball. And then if you just look at stats of the Redskins-Giants games a few weeks ago, Adrian Peterson ran the ball 26 times for 149 yards, and they committed to it, you know, total rushing 33 attempts for 182 yards. And I think if he starts throwing interceptions or James Betcher gets to him and confuses him, this is a game where I soundly say the Bears can run the ball against this front. A lot of teams have done that, and I don't see anybody up front that's the run stopper. You know, they got rid of Damon Harrison, went over to the Lions, and he was a very solid nose guard, and they don't have anybody up front that can stop that run. So I think this is a game where if Chase starts struggling or just kind of plays like a backup, he didn't play like a backup last week, and plays like a backup, you do have to go the run game, and I'd like to see him do it.
Sounds like you like the Bears, though.
I do, but I hope the guys, this is one I could see him overlooking just because they do have true NFL difference makers, and these guys can make a difference in one play. And another guy they have, call me crazy, is that Corey Coleman, I think his name is, a returner that's been the first round wide receiver guy from Baylor that's been bouncing around.
He was on Hard Knocks with the Browns, and then he went to the Bills.
He is a good kick returner, so just be aware of this guy. He is a very, very good kick returner. I think if he decides, I want to be the best kick returner I can be, he can make something of himself in this league. So just be aware of him, too. That's another thing that scares me a little bit, that he's a home run hitter. He's a guy that's going to bring the ball out. If they don't cover well, he's going to give him good field position.
Duly noted, Patrick. We will be listening before the game. You and Hub Arkish will be in studio afterward. It is Hub with Olin and Big Cat. Also, can't miss radio on these airwaves. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right, we'll see you guys.
That is Patrick Manley, brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code SMART for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. I want to make sure we don't forget this, but a little bit later on,
yes,
there is a new version of the Adam Sandler Hanukkah song, because Hanukkah starts Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Means I've got to scramble to get gifts.
You have plans? Have you put anything together yet?
We have a Sunday night little plan for the first night, a little family get-together after his hockey game out in Addison. But I do have to get a bunch of gifts. The version of the Adam Sandler Hanukkah song has been redone by Baseball Prospectus's Rob Maines.
And
it's called the Stathead Hanukkah song.
It's beautiful and it's awful at the same time.
Later on, we are going to play it.
It's gorgeous.
In its entirety.
And it's terrible.
It's also inspired.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it may make you think, wait a second here. It's not an international banking conspiracy. It's an international advanced baseball statistical conspiracy.
No, and when we get back, I wrote a little thing on 670thescore.com, and it's in defense of the defense and putting a little more importance on what we're seeing. I don't know that the last night's game between the Cowboys and the Saints really drove a few things home for me. Let's see if you feel the same way about just how good this Bears defense has been and what it really ought to mean. You know, when you look back at whatever the season ends up being, you would hate to feel a certain way. You would hate for something to get in the way of what's coming together here for the Bears. We'll get to that next. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
David Haw here from the Mullenhaw Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the 8-3 first place Bears, it's the New York Giants. We're covering it right up to game time, so keep it right here. For the best Bears talk on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Amy Lawrence with the CBS Sports Minute. What a difference a month makes. Remember when the Dallas Cowboys were 3-5 and the masses were calling for Jason Garrett's head? a perfect month later with four consecutive wins, and the Cowboys have completely resurrected their season. And what a massive confidence boost for Dallas in the dominant win over the Saints. Starting with the defense pitching a shutout in the first half, keeping the ball away from Drew Brees, which is the best way to contain him. Aggressive and physical from the start, the D stuffed the run and made Brees uncomfortable in the pocket. As for the Cowboys offense, a fantastic game of ball control, using Zeke Elliott's versatility to keep moving the chains. Dak efficient and tough, racing for a couple critical first downs. Amari Cooper adding options and that deep threat. Dallas now controls its fate in the NFC East. I'm Amy Lawrence.
At Sprint, get the LG V40 ThinQ intelligent smartphone for just $20 a month with an 18-month Sprint Flex lease. Regularly priced at $40 a month. And while supplies last, get a free 49-inch LG TV. Requires registration at LG.com and a new line of service. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Pricing after $20 a month credit applied within two bills for new customers with approved credit and new line of service or existing customers with an eligible upgrade. If you cancel earlier, minimum balance due. TV ships in 8 weeks. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
North Pole Hotline.
We've decked the halls for our holiday party. Now we need to get decked out too.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, get up to 50% off store-wide now on party-perfect styles like velvet tops and pixie pants.
Up to 50% off. It is the season to be jolly.
Jeans and sweaters start at just $15 with tops from just $7.
Ooh, we need those styles fa-la-la-la fast.
Buy online and pick up in store for free. And don't forget to redeem your super cash now through Tuesday to save even more.
Kids, we're going to Old Navy.
Holiday your heart out with up to 50% off store-wide at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 12/4 select styles only. Other exclusions apply. See stores for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Now, we can bring in Anthony Herron. Kyle Long has a foot injury. If he makes it back in 8 weeks, that puts him back at the end of the regular season. What type of effect does Kyle Long being injured have on the Bears' offense?
This year, he'd been playing really well. And, you know, long story short, as far as him on the field, he may not physically be moving completely like the Kyle Long, but he's still moving really well, and he's still playing really well this season. They do have some depth on the interior of the offensive line if Eric Kush is able to quickly return to the lineup, and then you can still try to put your five best guys on the field together with James Daniels and Eric Kush and Cody Whitehair.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
North Pole Hotline.
We've decked the halls for our holiday party. Now we need to get decked out too.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, get up to 50% off store wide now on party perfect styles like velvet tops and pixie pants.
Up to 50% off. It is the season to be jolly.
Jeans and sweaters start at just $15 with tops from just $7.
Ooh, we need those styles fa-la-la-la fast.
Buy online and pick up in store for free. And don't forget to redeem your super cash now through Tuesday to save even more.
Kids, we're going to Old Navy.
Holiday your heart out with up to 50% off store wide at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 12/4 select styles only. Other exclusions apply. See stores for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Bernstein and McKnight. Middays, 9 a.m. to 1.
Hi, Lance. Good to see
Good to see you.
Lance right. Briggs. Also happens to be a former Bears linebacker. Mm-hmm. It's a thing when the Bears defense is good, man. I don't know if you feel it like fans feel it, but it is. It's different in this town when the Bears defense is really good.
You're right. You're right. And from a defense standpoint, they're second to none.
Have you learned yet? Diagnosing Matt Nagy's offense, if you were playing out there now, yeah. Have you seen in 10 games, say, okay, I can ignore that, or that's eyewash, that's not real. Do you have a book on it yet?
Of course, there's a book on all offenses, because as fun as and as smart as it looks, you know, offensive coaches aren't as smart as they really think they are.
Of course.
Or as smart as they tell you.
Right.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole.
I see more foot and ankle problems initially than I see any of those other categories. Foot fractures were the number one injury that was treated at Combine this year.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
State law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Just feel, you know, for, you know, how the game's going. How's our pass rush going when we're rushing four? We need to add more to get a better pass rush, or would that open us up to some potential big plays? You know, it's just a balance, you know, based upon what you've seen preparing for the team and what you're seeing during the game.
Vic Fangio on his plan. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves boast the highest scoring offense in the Western Conference. Experience a game this Saturday or Sunday on calendar giveaway days, courtesy of Rose Pest Solutions. Sunday, bring a new stuffed animal for the Wolves teddy bear toss. We went to break. Connor, you said you had a specific Bears point outside of what we had been discussing.
Yeah, if you looked at last night's game against the Saints and the Cowboys, you found out that, yes, indeed, defenses can matter. And if it's hard to make it happen, and you've got to play one hell of a game within your scheme and be you and all that jazz. But you can do it. You can slow down the Saints, and stands to reason you could slow down the Rams. They've been slowed a time or two, and even the Chiefs have been stopped a time or two as well. It's just that defenses, I was talking with Joe Ostrowski about this a couple of weeks ago. Defenses are such a, they're like relievers almost. They bounce back and forth more so than offenses do in this league. Look at the elite offenses. Look at the way that you're able to.
Can you back that up statistically?
No, not necessarily. But I think with a couple of thought exercises, you can. Look at the way Matt Nagy has schemed open receivers. Look at the way the Chiefs, with some serious skill sets to be sure, have been able to make some things happen. Look at the way Akeem Hicks matters, or rather, look at the way Khalil Mack has mattered to this defense. It was a good one. It has gone to great. There will be, though, some guys coming off this defense just because of the way this cap has been moved around, because of the way you're pressed up against it. The Seattle Seahawks and the way they put their defense together was eventually destroyed by having to pay some of the offensive guys.
You take advantage of special when you have it.
And you have it. And it would be a shame to waste it. And unfortunately, you know, it might take Akeem Hicks more time to warm up with an Achilles injury, the way Patrick Manley described it, than it used to. But I'd rather him not play. I'd rather take the time to make sure that this defense is intact and special when it really matters into January. I think a conversation that you and I were having with Molly and Haw a day or two ago Bryce Callahan's an unrestricted free agent. Adrian Amos is an unrestricted free agent.
Well, and Callahan, because there isn't in the collective bargaining agreement, there isn't a separate category for nickel corner.
Nope.
That once you get start looking at transition franchise, these tag numbers for a corner, it's more than you want to pay your third corner.
You're going to have to spend some money to keep these guys if you want to.
You just spend it on Fuller.
Before you do that, you're going to have to find the money to spend to keep it together. Ryan Pace made the trade and then signed Khalil Mack to shore up the defense, to make this defense special at one position for years to come. But you've seen the impact that the rest have made, that Eddie Jackson and Amukamara and Fuller and Amos and Callahan, that all of these guys have made. And I think, you know, in going up against one of these top-tier offenses, it's not just the one guy on defense that matters anymore. You saw the plays that got made last night. You've seen the plays that have benefited the Bears all season long. It can't just be one level of your defense that's elite. It might have to take three levels all nearing that top tier in order to put a dent in some of these offenses. You have that now, and it's not guaranteed to you later on.
Do you, or is Khalil Mack making Bryce Callahan this good?
I think that's a question that they've got to answer, but you look at the difference between, I don't know, whether you want to call it Roy Robertson Harris or Aaron Lynch or even Akeem Hicks, you can see the difference that Mack makes for those guys. You can see the difference that they've made for the secondary. I mean, there's a lot of skill sets here that are involved. I mean, Roquan Smith covering sideline to sideline helps a ton. I think
it still comes down to the quality of your pass rush, and your pass rush comes down to the quality of one all-time great pass rusher who takes up a lot of the attention.
Well, if that's the case, then you've got to find, because you're, what do we look at? It's the second, you're paying the second or third most money in the NFL to your cornerbacks.
They might think Kevin Tolliver could be just as good as long as 52 is doing what he does and eating people's souls. I don't want to overdo it just for effect, because I'm not, I still think so much of defense can be overthought and say, well, they're playing great at multiple levels. Well, sure they are, but it's not necessarily, you can see a coverage sack when you see it. You know when those guys have just had enough time to collapse a pocket. And,
yes.
And you know when one guy just threw a 300-pounder out of his way and went in and ate the quarterback.
Yeah, but you've also seen clean turnover. Well, let's call them takeaways. I think there's a difference, at least semantically, when you're talking about takeaways and turnovers.
Yeah, Eddie Jackson's was not...
That is a takeaway.
Yes.
I saw the route. I understand the play. I'm going to go take this football away, and both of them in the fourth quarter. That matters. A Kyle Fuller pick or two this season have been takeaways and not just turnovers where Aaron Rodgers is hitting him in the numbers and he's letting that football drop to the ground. You've got an opportunity here, and as boring as it might be to watch the defense without Akeem Hicks, or as boring as it can be to watch the offense without Mitchell Trubisky, the reasons that this coaching staff and this front office have decided to lay up their star players are pretty clear. They've got something special, and they need it when it matters, and that's 3 weeks from now. It might not be against the Giants, and it certainly wasn't against the Jets, and it certainly wasn't against the Dolphins, although you would have really liked to see a healthy Khalil Mack there.
We've got a dissenting opinion on Advent calendars. We were talking before we brought it up yesterday, because it's going to be December 1st, and it's going to be the start of Advent calendars. Yeah, apparently, people were telling us Aldi here had the beer and wine Advent calendars. People camp out 2 and 3 hours ahead of time. They sell out within an hour.
Yeah, Bitter Pops, I guess, one of the liquor places on Lincoln. It's a really cool spot.
Yes.
They've got beer Advent calendars too, I guess.
Yeah, it's like Lincoln and School right around there.
I think it's Roscoe. Yeah, it's School. Yeah, right there. School and Roscoe.
Yeah, the little seafood joint used to be there closed. The New England Seafood Company.
Oh, yeah, that's gone.
Disappointed. I like that place.
Good stuff?
I knew it was going to fail.
Yeah.
I didn't tell them.
There's certain spots. There's certain
the haunted
buildings
spots
that you just, nobody sticks around.
My wife and I play this game when we see something move into a certain spot and we do an over-under for how long until it's done. And I'm generally more pessimistic than optimistic. She's like, oh, this will last 6 months. I'm like, nah, I don't think so.
It's not gonna last.
How about the restaurant located at Rockwell and Diversey?
Rockwell and Diversey.
Right.
It's been a bunch, right?
It was Peruvian. It was a New Haven style pizza. It was, and people just, it's open and there's never anybody there, and then it closes.
There's a spot on Ashland and Grace just north of AJ Hudson's that's changed over 6 or 7 times. Each time it's because somebody got shot in the alleyway. But
oh,
still,
near Ties Till 4.
Yeah, north of there, north of Ty's.
North?
You're going to go up the street some.
Okay, I thought you, because there was one place, there was an Italian place that's now a Mexican place at the corner of Addison and Ashland.
Yes. You got to go farther north. It's been a couple of different, there was a seafood place for a little while, then that stopped, and then it tried to be a, like a nightclub tapas thing for a little bit, but that was just okay. A front for God knows what. And then it turned into something else.
But Stonecutter says, don't feel bad. He says, grew up Catholic because having something good and pleasant for 24 consecutive days would threaten to make us not feel guilty for a short amount of time and upset all of Orthodoxy. The chocolate in Advent calendars is crap.
It is.
It's like someone melted dark brown crayons and mixed in a trace amount of Nesquik, then formed chocolates out of it. If Connor says otherwise, he's lying.
No, it's garbage chocolate.
And needs to say five nope. hours, Father, as penance.
Hours, nice.
He says, all of those fancy calendars sound cool, but you're not missing out by not getting the standard chocolate ones that are everywhere this time of year. Okay, but what's worse, Advent calendar chocolate or Hanukkah gelt?
I think it's the same
chocolate.
Stuff.
Is it the same stuff? It
all comes out of, the Hanukkah stuff, gelt is it's the little coins, and yeah. You have to peel off each side, it's right? Foil. It's not just one wrapper. It's two foils
correct.
Put together
you
over
the top one and the bottom. You have to have your fingernails to do it. And
if it's the same stuff, if it's that chocolate, if that's the Hanukkah, it's the same stuff. It's terrible.
Okay, right.
It's wax.
Look who's out today. This will send us into our weekend. KJ downtown on the score. What's beautiful. Happening, KJ?
How you guys doing?
Okay.
All right, so I want to talk about the Bears line, the Rams line, and the Cowboys line, the front four or three, right?
Fire away.
Okay, so I figure the Bears front seven or the front four, whatever they... But what do they play? I can't see. Do they play a three or a four?
The Bears play a 30 front, also known as a 3-4 in their front seven.
But they adjust sometimes and play a 4-3, right?
No, they're a pretty standard 3-4.
Oh, okay. This might sound like a silly question. What does Mac play? Is he the nose tackle?
No, Mac is a linebacker who rushes from the outside.
Oh, really? So how are our three guys in front? Are they pretty good?
They are indeed. Akeem Hicks is one of your five techniques. Eddie Goldman is your zero technique or your nose tackle. And they have lined up Jonathan Bullard at the other five technique, head up over the opposing tackle.
You know, the point of the game, and this has always been the point of the game, is to knock the quarterback on his butt. I used to throw the running back into the quarterbacks when I played, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was always fun. That always screwed up the cornerback. And then the quarterback ran for his life, except I couldn't catch him. But that's another story. But I'm talking about the Chicago Bears. Now, tell me, in your opinion, and I'll hang up and listen for the answer, you know, who out of the front seven, who's got a better one? The Chicago Bears, the Rams, they got that Sue guy.
Well, Aaron Donald's their best player.
Yeah, or the Cowboys. Who's got a better front seven?
Well, I think it's a fair question. As long as Khalil Mack is healthy, I'm going to go with the Bears.
Yeah, you have to go with the Bears.
And if Akeem Hicks is healthy, too.
Matters.
Yep.
That absolutely matters. But you're going to see, I think you might see a replacement.
No surprise here. The score is Bruce Levine at MLB Bruce Levine. Oh. He reports now that the Cubs, as we discussed, are likely to tender a contract to Addison Russell. That's the first step of whatever this process may be.
Yeah, I you know, when it happened, I was of the expectation that he wasn't going to come back as a Chicago Cub. That's since been tempered some by the way they've talked about Russell. I will need to be convinced because of the way that they've said they want to act. I will need to be convinced that they are committed to the right thing here, that they're committed to making a change organizationally around domestic violence. They bring him back.
When we return, you are going to hear the baseball prospectus version of the Adam Sandler Hanukkah song. That's going to send you into the opening weekend of Hanukkah. This is really good. And it involves some of our dear radio friends.
A lot of guys yes. we talked to this baseball
you'll
season.
You'll hear a lot of familiar
really,
names.
Really, almost all of them.
On Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Listen to former Bear great Olin Krutz three times a week on The Score. Mondays at 7 a.m. with Mully and Hawk. Fridays at 4 p.m. with Mack and Parkin. And after every Bears game on The Score's post-game show.
We're hoping Mr. Biscay gets healthy. We're lucky to have Tate as a backup quarterback, but let's not fool ourselves. So we do want Mr. Biscay back.
Olin Krutz on Sports Radio 670 The Score and on your mobile device through the radio.com app.
Are you buying or selling your house? Then you need to work with Team Hochberg's real estate experts. Team Hochberg has relationships with top realtors in the area, as well as other states, who will sell your house and help you purchase a new home. Real estate attorney Dave Schluter will ensure the legal aspect of your sale or purchase is completed efficiently. If your credit needs enhancing, credit enhancement expert Gary Novell will enhance your credit so Team Hochberg can secure you the lowest rate. Team Hochberg has outstanding relationships with all of these companies in case their borrowers require any of their services. ComEd, PermaSeal, Mega Pros, Builder Supply Outlet, Mr. Floor, Lindholm Roofing, JC Restoration, Rose Pest Solutions, Garage Door Group, Robert Andreas and Son, Rate Barn, and Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. If you are purchasing or selling a house, call Team Hochberg now for a free consultation. 312-751-1333. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 1918.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew, gross.
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
North Pole Hotline.
We've decked the halls for our holiday party. Now we need to get decked out too.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, get up to 50% off store wide now on party perfect styles like velvet tops and pixie pants.
Up to 50% off. It is the season to be jolly.
Jeans and sweaters start at just $15 with tops from just $7.
Ooh, we need those styles fa-la-la-la fast.
Buy online and pick up in store for free. And don't forget to redeem your super cash now through Tuesday to save even more.
Kids, we're going to Old Navy.
Holiday your heart out with up to 50% off store wide at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Valid through 12/4 select styles only. Other exclusions apply. See stores for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Because, you know, like, everyone's going to have Mitch Trubisky jerseys. Everyone's going to have Khalil Mack jerseys. But if you want to be, like, the hipster Bears fan.
Is that what you're aiming for?
Well, I don't really wear jerseys anymore. But
yeah.
Tariq Cohen, Anthony Miller, Eddie Jackson are really good nominations for, like, second-tier Bears that are going to be fan favorites in this city. Am I wrong about that?
No, yeah, I think you're right. And it's, you know, when you look at the linebackers, Mack is clearly the fan favorite.
Roquan had the missed tackle on Diggs.
I think he's been terrific as a first-year player. I have no quarrel with Roquan Smith. Arrow is pointing up, my friend.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Show transition on The Score. No holds barred show interaction. Now, three times a day on The Score between Mully and Hall and Bernstein and McKnight at 9 a.m.
How quickly do they launch Cody Parkey if he hits the upright yet again?
If he goes wide right
several times, if he can't.
He misses
score.
A 37 yarder that would give them a 1-point lead with 2 minutes to go.
This will be it.
Then at 1 between Bernstein and McKnight and McNeil and Parkins.
Have you hung up on any of your big time guests before? Because I've been on both sides of this.
Yeah, I've hung up on one. And I got in person hung up on.
You hung up on me. I know that.
Oh, that was just a bit, wasn't
no.
it? I didn't hang up with you.
No, you're in a bad. And I called Fishman back. I said, "What did I do?" So I don't know. It's just he's in a bad mood today.
What?
And finally, right before 6, between McNeil and Parkins and Lawrence Holmes.
Am I wrong for saying that all NFL fields should be uniform?
Their research says that there are more injuries on field turf than there is on natural grass.
Show transition now 3 times a day on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Cars for kids.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
What is the best way to defend from a Jew?
Well, Baseball Prospectus is trying to calculate the actual answer to that down to the 1,000th of a point.
Yes, they've taken their calculators and retired to the nerdery.
Mm-hmm.
Should have an answer for you by early next week.
This is a self-deprecating endeavor, I believe, on the part of Rob Maines. And is it Matt Sussman?
Yes.
Who's the other one involved? The two of them. I think it's Rob Maines who's singing. Kind of singing.
Yeah.
So, you know, the famous Adam Sandler Hanukkah song, the first night of Hanukkah is going to be Sunday night. And in honor of that, the Baseball Prospectus, you've got to listen to every word here, because, like I say, there's a self-awareness involved here. You know that this show has embraced the analytics movement in baseball, and not just as part of the show. We just sort of have come to it over the years, and it so happened that we have enjoyed the company of many of the people whose names you were about to hear as part of this, the Stathead Hanukkah song.
Christmas can be hairy if your season isn't merry, so have a blintz of cherry with CBS Sports' Jonah Carey. On Hanukkah, the story of the Maccabees is revealed, and we light a candle for each position player on the field. So if you're in your mother's basement and there's not a tree upstairs, here's a list of people who are Jewish and study tunneling pears. The famous Nate Silver invented our Pakoda. Twins 50 author Aaron Gleeman says shalom from Minnesota. Look who's discussing the merits of DRA versus fit-based war. Mitchell Lichtman, co-author of the book, Jesse Spector and Rob Arthur. Emma Spann is Jewish, so's Jay Jaffe, and because of that, their toddler daughter reads The Athletic and calculates Jaws. Think Trout was MVP in 2012, 13, and 15, too. Well, you can commiserate with Cespedes Family Barbecue, both Jewish. You don't need RBIs or assigning a pitcher a win, because you can read the arm by Yahoo Sports' Jeff Passan. Jeffrey Loria and Bruce Sherman, damn it, both a Jew. But we've got Andrew Friedman and Theo Epstein, too, and Mike Chernoff. Stephen Goldman hosts the podcast Infinite Inning, the dynasty guru's Brett Sayer, and he has tips for fantasy winning. Ben Lindbergh's half Jewish, of that there are no doubts, but he didn't have a bar mitzvah, so I'm not sure if he counts. The creator and owner of Fangraphs is David Appleman. And here at BP, I counted, and we have a minion. So get out your menorah and light it with John Thorne, the historian. Make some latkes and start frying them with Baseball Info Solutions' Mark Simon. And so if you are able, give each column in your spreadsheet a label, then close your pivot table and have Hanukkah outcomes that are positive and rapidly stable. Happy Hanukkah.
Nicely handled.
Oh, that's really well done.
Yeah, the minion reference is, it means that at Baseball Prospectus they have 10. That means they have a proper prayer quorum of 10.
Okay.
And I did not know that Cespedes Family Barbecue, Jake Mintz and Jordan Schusterman.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I knew Mintz. I always forgot the other guy. Yeah, there's such a great... How many of those guys have we had on the show?
Well,
it's a solid third.
Pretty much. Yeah, we've had Ben Lindbergh on. We had Jonah Carey on every week.
Every week.
We had Jay Jaffe on every other week.
Jonah Carey's on every week.
Right. And then Jeff Passan is on the afternoon show all the time. And all the
We have Rob Arthur on once?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
That's just about everybody.
There's that Theo guy we had on, too.
Yeah, Theo. Every couple of weeks, Theo guy.
He joins the show every now and again.
Yeah. And several people asking, where can I find this? Go to Baseball Prospectus on Twitter. They've got it.
Yeah,
it's on the
we
website.
Just tweeted it too.
Oh, we just tweeted it out.
Bernstein underscore MCK. It's out there, and you can listen to it over and over again. Each and every one of the 8 nights.
The top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves boast the highest scoring offense in the Western Conference. Experience a game this Saturday or Sunday on calendar giveaway days, courtesy of Rose Pest Solutions. Sunday, bring a new stuffed animal for the Wolves teddy bear toss. We'll be heading to a Wolves game, I think, in a couple weeks. We've got a...
you going scheduled?
The Bantam 1 McFetridge River Dogs team outing. The whole team is going out there to take in a little bit of Wolves hockey. It's a fun night. They always do. It's a
you used to play on that rink? Is there a tournament you get to play on that rink?
No, they've skated on that rink. His Mites team skated out for an anthem, but he's played at United Center multiple times. He's had a playoff game at Sears Center. He's played on the main rink at Notre Dame. It's
pretty good.
So he's able to check some of those things off the list.
Those are good boxes to check. Now's about the time in the week where I ask you, and there's a reason I've waited this long. You got a feel for this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think this is an uncomfortably close Bears win.
It ought not be as close as it's going to be, but they've got Saquon and yep. Odell Beckham, and the Bears have plenty of defense to keep them limited, but not flawless. And I can't help but think that Chase Daniel played probably his best game against the Lions, yep. All things considered. I don't know how much better things get there, so I'm right about with you.
I think it's an uncomfortably close Bears win that may hinge on something weird. I mean, this may hinge on one of these Tariq Cohen punt returns. Oh, I start this way. I'm going to turn back this way. And it flips the field and he ends up out of bounds at the 5 and they punch it in kind of thing.
It may get weird, but I don't think they'll need the weird. I think they are more talented. You pair the rosters up and that ought to mean a win. I just do think that there's enough plays to be made on the Giants end to keep things close. I don't think you'll need weird. Nice to get it if you do.
There it is. Next up, McNeil and Parkins. We will do transition to the afternoon folks on the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
North Pole Hotline.
We've decked the halls for our holiday party. Now we need to get decked out too.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, get up to 50% off store wide now on party perfect styles like velvet tops and pixie pants.
Up to 50% off. It is the season to be jolly.
Jeans and sweaters start at just $15 with tops from just $7.
Ooh, we need those styles fa-la-la-la fast.
Buy online and pick up in store for free. And don't forget to redeem your super cash now through Tuesday to save even more.
Kids, we're going to Old Navy.
Holiday your heart out with up to 50% off store wide at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Valid through 12/4 select styles only. Other exclusions apply. See stores for details.
Stream the score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite score shows live on your mobile device. Stream the score with Radio.com. Thanks for streaming the score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Now, we can bring in Anthony Herron. How you've seen the relationship with white hair
and Mitch manifests itself in feeling like they have reached a good place of trust with each other.
I would highlight that Cody White here is playing really well. As that relates to Mitch, his growth will continue as he's able to process information more quickly. They should be on the same page. And how you want that to work basically like a pitcher and a catcher, where you're in a rhythm where you're both seeing the same thing. At certain times, if you're not on the same page, you have a trust in each other that Mitch can think to Cody that since Cody's calling something different or IDing something different than I do when I'm looking at this, I trust my guy.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Throughout all of our lives, these have been the most exciting words in rock and roll.
The Rolling Stones!
The world's greatest rock and roll band once again is bringing their legendary legacy to the States. The Rolling Stones No Filter U.S. Tour 2019. Friday, June 21st at Soldier Field. Tickets go on sale Friday, November 30th at 10 a.m. at RollingStones.com and Ticketmaster.com. But The Score has something even more exciting to tell you. You could win a pair of tickets to the ultimate VIP experience. Your chance to meet The Stones when you win a trip for two to Boston with two VIP tickets to see them perform on Saturday, June 8th.